Hi, Jackie Christie calling in.
Hi, it's Kiki Brown.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Hi, how are you, Jackie?
I'm good.
You've been busy doing your radio tour and everything. Everything all right?
Everything is fantastic. Yes, thank you so much.
Congratulations and everything. I will say this before we get into the interview. Your good girlfriend, Malaysia, says hello and she loves you.
Oh. Tell her hello, and I love her, too. Thank you so much.
Yes, appreciate the retweets. Definitely following you at Jackie Christie on Twitter. When did you get a recording studio? Watching the episode last night, I was like, she got a recording studio? When did you
have?
Yeah, no,
actually, I was at Will and Jada Smith's.
Okay.
The Boom Boom Room. Yeah,
okay.
So we were there recording my song.
I was like, wait a minute. We got a fashion line. We doing New York Fashion Week. Damn, I want to know what's going on with her. I want some of this water that she's drinking.
Okay, that's right. You know, it's funny. I love doing a lot of different things, Kiki. I just, you know, I feel like we live once and I live life, you know, fearlessly and fully.
Okay. Why did you decide to record? We're going to talk about your single soon, but why did you decide to record this single?
You know, it's the prelude to me doing a little EP. I'm going to do a 6-song EP. It's something I've always dreamed of doing.
Mm-hmm.
Have an artist signed to my label for the last 2 years. I have a newfound respect for them. I've always wanted to go in the studio myself and, you know, see how I do. And it really is blowing my mind that people are so receiving of the song and they love the song. And I got lots more to share and I can't wait.
Well, share the title of the song.
Woman of the Year.
Okay, yes. I have to get that. So what does it mean, Woman of the Year?
I got an award last year from the National Association of Professional Women, NAPW, out of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave me the title of Woman of the Year for my philanthropy and my businesses. So I feel like all women are Women of the Year. You know, we're professionals,
mm-hmm.
we're mothers, we're wives, teachers, doctors, and so on.
Right.
So I wanted to do an anthem for that. And a lot of us get, you know, there's a lot of, you know, jealousy and hate that comes
mm-hmm.
towards us, but we got to keep striving. And that's basically what it is. It's our anthem.
Okay, so this has nothing to do with Basketball Wives of L.A. This is something just honoring this award.
Yeah, mainly. Yeah, honoring the award. And it does kind of, you know, fit the category of what the girls have kind of treated me like, as you know, as well. So it kind of, when I was doing it, I definitely had a few of them in mind, too.
All right, so in posting on Twitter that I was talking to you today, I got a lot of responses, some good and some bad.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this, anytime an artist comes through, I want them to say, you know, when I come through Baltimore, I want to see Kiki Brown because she's the most respectful. So Crystal wants to know, do you feel as though you have to validate yourself through the opinions of the ladies on the show?
Not at all. And I know that's a big question for a lot of people. And they're like, why is Jackie, you know, really trying to force friendships and so on and so forth? That's not the case at all. I'm a good person. I'm a Leo. I have a forgiving heart, and somebody could do something real bad to me, and usually I find a way to forgive. I leave that up to God for judgment, not me.
Amen.
And, you know, a lot of times I speak my mind. I say what's on my mind. I don't bite my tongue. So the girls all know where I'm coming from, and I don't like holding grudges. I've always struggled with that my whole life.
You don't want to leave this earth knowing that you weren't able to forgive people and people weren't able to forgive you. At the same time, though, you have to live life for you, because people are going to think of you what they want to, regardless on what you do. When those bills come in, those people's names are not on those bills. Jackie Christie or Doug Christie's names are on those bills, so that's who we
that's
are concerned
right.
about. Now, friend is always tossed around on the show.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know what the word friend is. To you, what is a friend?
A friend is somebody that you have their back and they have yours no matter what. You can have disagreements, but you always come back to the table and you sit down and you find a way to happily coexist. You know, you can agree to disagree. It's also someone you can confide in. All of the things that I offer to girls is who I am. And, you know, last year I got the title of, oh my gosh, she's a troublemaker, she's back talking, she's doing this and that, which was told so far from the truth. It just baffles me to this day. And now you see it starting to turn and people are starting to realize and get back in my corner and say that's really not who she is. And I don't knock the girls that were, you know, that didn't really know the truth, you know, that just was kind of following along with what they thought. But the ones that intentionally went out and set out to try to hurt me, I don't like that, and I just pray for them.
Watching the show last night, I was a little hurt, and I even tweeted, oh, Jackie, because it was like, you know what, I look at you as the wisest of the group, and I know you have to go, you don't have a lot of time with me.
No, I'm fine.
Oh, great. You're the wisest of the group, and you've accomplished so much. So
that's
being
fine.
The wisest of the group, the most seasoned, why is it that don't you spend spent more time unifying the group or teaching them how to be more accomplished and not getting into that, the pettiness and stuff like that. As the seasoned one, why don't you say, you know what, this is just not worth it, or even separate yourself from it?
Yeah, see, and when you're doing a show, especially an ensemble cast, that's a great question. You kind of, you know, you go along with what the show is, and the show is all of us, our lives, our interaction amongst each other, so on and so forth. And I lead by example. I feel like I'm a strong leader, but I'm also a quiet leader. I'll try first to vocalize, and that's what I did last season, and it was going great. And then some jealousy got in there with one of the chicks that's no longer on the show, and then it went from there to lies being told. And now, you know, I kind of hesitate to really push, you know, or force the issue, but I think all the women are paying attention. They are seeing, if you notice, a lot of them are starting businesses. They're getting involved in the, you know, clothing line area and different things that I'm doing. I do a lot. I wear many hats, and I see that they're watching, and some of them are even starting to, you know, open up a little more. We're talking more about it, and that's fantastic. I don't try to act like I'm Miss Know-It-All. I can learn, too, a lot from them as well. I don't like getting into BS, but at the same time, I don't run from it either. If you come at me with it, we're definitely going to settle it right then and there, and hopefully we can still be friends at the end of the day.
That's something that Malaysia credited you for, that you are open and you're willing to. I've never seen so many women sit down and say, okay, so what is the problem that you have with me? In reality, I've never seen that happen before. You watch the episodes when your fans watch the episodes. So when you saw yourself flashing the boobs in New Orleans, did you say, oh, crap, I regret that. Man, I shouldn't have done that.
You know, I was having fun, Kiki. And again, I live life so fearlessly, and I like to have fun. And that's something that's out of character for me. I'm very conservative, if you notice. So I'm not looked at as the girl on the show that, you know, the this and the that. But to me, I'm a very sexy girl. My husband, I'm proud of my body. Yeah. Whatever size you are, you have to be proud of your body.
I know, that's
and,
right, honey.
You know, yeah.
Hey,
so I'm like,
what?
Dude, I'm going to have me some fun. Honey. And, you know, we watch the Mardi Gras on TV. I'm like, I'm going to go there one day, and I'm going to show my boobs and get some bees. And that's basically what we was doing. We got us some bees to a whole
I was going to say, nobody got bees. I was going to say, y'all did all that flashing and ain't none. One of y'all got a damn bee.
Oh, yeah, we got tons of bees. We had them, and we had so much fun. That was, I will say that that was a bonding experience for me and them girls on that show, and I love them always. I mean, New Orleans for me was a blast. It was fun from day one. I laughed so hard. I mean, belly laughed, like on the floor, legs kicked up in the air, cracking up. It was so much that went on, but I won't give away the show. It's going to be a trip next week. I mean, next show.
I'm nervous because I love the girls on there. I've talked to Laura, and I've talked to Malaysia. I have yet to talk to Drea. One thing I will say is everybody does have an honest heart.
And
nobody really hates each other. I think that the show kind of, it's molding, and there's editing, and I get that with reality TV. What is the strongest message that you want people to know about Jackie Christie, other than you are heartfelt and you adore everybody?
Oh, thank you so much. That mainly, I just want the fans and everybody out there to know that I'm a born hustler. I've been one since I was a little girl, and not in the bad way, but in the way of, you know, having five sisters, three brothers. It's nine kids in our family. My mom was a single parent.
Yeah.
You know, she made sure that we all have what we had. And when I grew up, I always said, you know, I'm going to grow up, I'm going to wear many hats, I'm going to do a lot of things and take care of my family and my mom. And that's what I've done. I retired my mom, and for 20 years, she lived with me and my husband and traveled the world. And I tried to show her and give her as much as I could to thank her just for what she'd done for me and all my sisters and brothers. And I still continue to this day to do the same thing. I'm not perfect. There's going to be times that I'm going to do things on TV that they may not like or agree with, but if they know that my heart is pure and I'm not there to hurt nobody, I'm just there to have fun. I love to entertain. I'm an entertainer, so I want them to know that as well. And, you know, lastly, just, I don't have no hate in my heart for anybody. I mean, they've done some hurtful things to me. Some things have been said about me that aren't true on the show this season mainly, and it hurts, but at the same time, I got to keep on moving forward because God and my family knows the truth.
I was going to ask you, you were a mom young, so
yes.
A lot of the young ladies on the show are the same ages as the girls, correct?
Actually, you know, the youngest girl is 25, I think 26 now, that's Gloria. And then everybody else is late, you know, 20s, late 30s. Brooke, I think, 37, 38, I'm not sure exactly, but we're right around the same age, all of us. So I don't, that misconception about old Jackie's 50 and all that, that's all just bogus. Yes, but even if you are, I will be one day. And
even if you are, it doesn't matter because you look good, and that's, you know, there's nothing you could do. If you take back your age, that's when it looks kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying?
There it is.
But I ask that question because when you look at the young ladies and how they respond compared to the ages of your daughters and your relationship with your daughters, is it kind of like I'm living vicariously through them?
No, not at all. And my daughters, I want to definitely clear the record on that.
Please
I love
do,
my
yes.
girls, and my girls love me, and that is not true.
Okay.
What was shown, I really feel bad about it because it's so far from the truth. It's sad. And, you know, for everybody that knows me and just the whole NBA family and just everybody, period, that I traveled around with my kids was always there. They was right there with their mother. I never differentiate on color. I wouldn't have never been with my daughter, my first daughter's father, had I been colorblind or, you know, I'm colorblind, basically. I don't, I've been, you know, in marriages before this marriage, and I make that public on the show and off the show, and I don't hide that. I was married to a white man before, and I was also married to a very dark-skinned man, and that's what the product of my daughter, Takari. So I don't go through life looking at things like that, and I wouldn't have never had her in this world. She was everything to me. She always is going to be. We talk every day, all day, me and my kids, so I was blown away like everybody else, but at the same time, you know, I don't take nothing away from how it all unfolded. You know, I won't knock the show. I won't knock the girls. I'll say, you know, no, my daughters are my world, and I do everything I do for them and my son.
Thank you for clearing that up. And, of course, you can't reveal what's going to happen in the episodes to come. I will say that you've answered a lot of questions that a lot of your fans, a lot of fans of Basketball Wives of L.A. want answered. And you're not going to be able to please everybody.
That's
you know,
right.
And
That's
what
right.
we see on TV is what we see on TV. We don't go home with you. So we have no
That's
idea
right.
that once the cameras are turned off, we don't know who's crying. We don't know
That's
who's
right.
going off. We don't know who's approved and what's not approved. So I thank you so much for being honest and even calling in. And once again, much love and success to you on the album. Of course, it's Urban Radio. So is it an urban record?
Yeah,
are you going to be calling us asking for spins? Like, what's good?
It's definitely urban. It's going to be beautiful. And I got some really great people I'm going to collab with. And just have fun with it. You know, we live once.
Hey, if Kim Zolciak could do it, and she can't sing at all, but she made her coins, honey. So you go ahead and make your coins. I have to say this.
Thank you.
Want you in the Charm City. Want to meet you, have coffee, sit down with you. And I just want you to say, Kiki Brown, I adore you.
And I really adore you, Kiki Brown.
I do.
And I'm just going to tweet it, too, because you are amazing. I go on spirits, and you have a beautiful spirit. And thank you again for having me.
Thank you so much, Jackie. You come through anytime, okay?
Okay, thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye. Happy holidays to you, and we'll see you on Twitter.
You too.
Okay, babes. Bye-bye.